ವ್ರಜಸ್ತ್ರೀಣಾಂ ಪಾದರೇಣುಮಭೀಷ್ಣಶ ಯಾಸಂ ಹರಿಕದೋದ್ಗೀತಂ ಪುನಾದಿ ಭುವನತ್ರಯಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪೀಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಪರಮಾಣವೇ ನಮಃ. ಪೀತಾಂಬರಂ ಕರವಿರಾಜಿತ ಚಕ್ರಶಂಖಂ ಕೌಮೋದಗೀ ಸರಸಿಜಂ ಕರುಣಾಸಮುದ್ರಂ ರಾಧಾಸಹಾಯಂ ಅತಿಸುಂದರ ಮಂದಹಾಸಂ ವಾದಾಲಯೇಶ ಮನಿಷಂ ಹೃದಿ ಭಾವಯಾಮಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ವರ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಸಂಡೇ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಉದ್ಧವ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿದುರ ಇನ್ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್. That's where we stopped. And before we continue further, I just wanted to make an announcement that next Sunday, it is Lord Ramchandra's appearance day. It is Sri Ram Navami day. And it's appropriate to talk about Lord Ramchandra on that day, rather than continuing from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. What I was thinking was we will start about 4 o'clock and normally people will read from Ramayanam on that day, particularly Lord Ramchandra's pastimes and the whole episode of Ramayana. But we will read from Srimad Bhagavatam how Sri Shugan, Sridhudeva Goswami told the story of Ramayana to Parikshit Maharaj, which is different than the Ramayana, which was spoken by Valmiki. Valmiki's Ramayana is a classic of its own, but when Parikshit Maharaj questioned Sukadeva Goswami about Lord Ramchandra, Sukadeva Goswami spoke a lot of things to Parikshit. So I was thinking that we will talk about Lord Ramchandra next Sunday, being Lord Ramchandra's appearance day. So we'll start a bit earlier. We'll start at about 4 o'clock and finish by 7. So, we were discussing how Vidura and Uddhava met each other. And in the Bhagavatam, in the third canto, this is in the first chapter itself, where Vidura Uddhava Samvadam begins. In other words, the discussions between Vidura and Uddhava starts there. We have seen on what circumstances Vidura arrived there, and how by the arrangement of providence, of Krishna's arrangement, Uddhava also happened to arrive there. This is Krishna's achindyam. Achindyam means inconceivable way of arranging things. You can see throughout Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna arranges situations in such a way, everything is inconceivable, that the this meeting normally wouldn't have taken place, because it is quite unusual that Vidura, who left home under certain special circumstances and went away on a pilgrimage, comes back after several months and comes to Vrindavanam with the whole intention of bathing in Yamuna. There is a reason why Vidura comes to bathe in Yamuna, because Vidura and Yamuna are twins. In their previous life, they were Yama and Yami. That's how they were called. Vaivasuda Manu, Shraddhayavam, he had this as their children. And Vidura came to see his twin sister, in other words. So Yami becomes Yamuna and Yama becomes Vidura. That is their next birth. But still, that relationship has not finished. It goes on. So he has come to see her and bathe in the river. And while he was sitting on the banks of Yamuna, that Uddhava arrived there by accidentally, or by the inconceivable plan of Krishna, inconceivable ideas of Krishna, that Vidura, Uddhava arrived there. So when Uddhava arrived there, it was quite dark. It's almost dark. It wasn't fully dark, but it was just the twilight. Vidura just bathed in the river and he was sitting and chanting the holy name of Krishna. When suddenly this person arrived, he didn't know that it was Uddhava. Uddhava had a big bundle on his head and he had suddenly come in a rushing mood and left the bundle on the banks and walked into the water, bathed himself, standing in the water, he performed a Sandhyavandanam ceremony. So after performing the Sandhyavandanam ceremony, Uddhava came out of the water, dried himself up and sat down in one place near his bundle and he started chanting Krishna's holy name. So Vidura, who was not sitting very far from him, heard Uddhava's sound and immediately he recognized Uddhava. By seeing him in the light, he couldn't recognize him because it was quite dark. It was very difficult to identify him. But when he heard the sound, immediately he recognized, is that not Uddhava? Vidura asked him. Uddhava in turn also heard Vidura's voice and he was able to recognize that it was Vidura. So when Vidura and Uddhava recognized each other, they embraced and you couldn't imagine how much happiness they derived in seeing each other after such a long time. But in Vidura's mind, suddenly there was a little bit of fear in his mind came to him, because it is quite unusual to see Uddhava in that condition in Vrindavanam. Basically because it was a well-known fact throughout the time when Krishna was on the planet that Uddhava could never stay away from Krishna. He was always an associate of Krishna. That is Uddhava's position as the devotee. He never left Krishna's service at any time. And this service, what Uddhava has performed for Krishna, was without any material motivations. That was the beauty of that service. Unlike, there are so many people serving Krishna, they are all claiming that we are all serving Krishna. But how many people serve Krishna without a material desire, that you have to specifically look into. Because this is something very important. When Srila Prabhupada keep repeating, unalloyed devotion, unalloyed devotion. What does that mean? Unalloyed devotion means that the devotion like Uddhava has shown, without anything desiring from Krishna, that desire to serve Krishna. But that kind of understanding of Krishna consciousness comes to a person by the association of a pure devotee, like Prabhupada's example himself, that he was able to inspire the devotees in unalloyed devotional service. This unalloyed word is a very, very special word in relationship with the metals. In metallurgy, it comes very, very often. So, just like carbon content in the iron makes that content pure, or just like the material of the carbon content in the metallurgy says that a pure metal, when they manufacture, they use it for the sake of higher purposes. Like when you have requirement of special steel, they manufacture from that a very pure steel. So similarly, this unalloyed devotion is different than devotion mixed with material desires. So Uddhava belonged to that category where he has no material desire. This was his greatness. And because of this, Krishna understood Uddhava's heart very well. And therefore, Krishna recognized Uddhava as his greatest devotee. It says in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, while referring to Uddhava, Uddhava's special position as a devotee. He was not only a devotee, he was a very, very intelligent person as well. He was a disciple of Brihaspati, the priest of the demigods. So Brihaspati is disciple, Uddhava. He is known in the Srimad Bhagavatam as the most intelligent person. Why is intelligent? Because he was able to understand who Krishna is and he was able to do that service to Krishna all his lifetime. That was his greatness. And he had no second thoughts about it, that what else I have to do in life. So that purity in his thoughts made also Krishna to understand that this special person, Uddhava, has to be recognized. That's why it says there, Brahmanyanam balistvam, that among the great souls, Mahabali is considered known, very well known for his Brahminical qualities because of his charitable nature. When he wanted to surrender to Krishna, he handed over the entire three planetary systems to Krishna. That is Mahabali. Brahmanyanam balistvam kradushuja jabayajyosi vireshu partha bhaktanam uddhavastvam balamasi balinam dhama tejasvinam tvam. It is like this. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, while referring to different personalities, it says, Brahmanyanam balistvam kradushuja jabayajyosi. Among all the sacrifices, kradus, all the different kinds of sacrifices, chanting the holy name, Krishna says, I am that. Brahmanyanam balistvam kradushuja jabayajyosi. Then, vireshu partha. Among the heroes in this world, Krishna says, I am Arjuna. Because of Arjuna's heroic nature, that is what Krishna has recognized. That is a special potency, opulence, Krishna has exhibited through Arjuna. It is Krishna's opulence, but Krishna's potency comes through different devotees at different times. And through Arjuna, it is the heroic nature of Krishna that is manifested. That is why it says there, Brahmanyanam balistvam kratushuja jabayajnyosi vireshu vartaha bhaktanam uddhavastvam. Among the devotees, I am Uddhava, Krishna says. Bhaktanam uddhavastvam balamasi belinam dhama tejasvinam tvam. Nastyande twilvibhude vigasada dishayam bhakti sattu sarvam tvame vatvam jivastvam pradhanam yadiha bhavadudevam hinjil prabanjem. There it says there that all the living entities, jiva, are actually part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is saying here that Uddhava, among all the devotees, I am Uddhava. So Uddhava has a very, very, very special position in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And because of this reason, Uddhava has been entrusted with so much responsibility on so many instances by Krishna. You can see when Krishna went to Mathura, in the 10th canto you can read this story, that Krishna went to Mathura, all the gopis said, bid farewell to Krishna. And gopis never knew that Krishna is not going to come back from Mathura. So Krishna went to Mathura, and after killing Kamsa, Krishna decided to stay on because he had further plans to establish the Yadavas as in charge, and also to kill so many other demoniac kings. So with these plans, Krishna was going along with it. But at that point, one day, Krishna decided to send somebody as an emissary or as a representative to Vrindavan to console the gopis. So all the gopis were actually very, very desiring to know the news of Krishna, because he has gone there saying that he'll be back after the festival. That was the understanding when Krishna left to Vrindavan, that I'll come back after the festival. But here days have gone, nobody has turned up, and they were under terrible anxiety, including Nandamaharaj has meanwhile come back, and Nandamaharaj and Yashoda was also thinking about Krishna. So in these circumstances, Krishna decided one day to send somebody to Vrindavan to deliver a message. And Krishna picked for this purpose nobody else except Uddhava. Why Uddhava was picked for that special mission? That also says there in the Bhagavatam that Uddhava is the only person, because Krishna knew about the devotion of the gopis' devotion to Krishna. But Krishna wanted Uddhava to see that, because Uddhava was a person who could actually appreciate the gopis' devotion, who will understand what is the consciousness of the gopis were. So because Uddhava will understand that, Uddhava alone can understand that, Krishna decided to send Uddhava to Vrindavan to deliver the message. That was the purpose behind that mission. So when Uddhava came to Vrindavan, he had come as representative, and he saw the gopis, spoke to them about Krishna. That all comes in the 10th canto much later. But what is important to know is that that Krishna wanted to see how Uddhava saw the gopis, what was his reactions from seeing gopis, and how gopis have reacted to Uddhava about Krishna. So after visiting all the gopis, Uddhava went back to Mathura. And there is a word which Uddhava has used to describe the gopis' devotion to Krishna. It says there, evam bhaktya sakala bhuvane nekshidana shrudavaha kim shastrauhe kimihatavasa gopikabhyo namostu. That Uddhava says to Krishna, evam bhaktya sakala bhuvane, I have not seen devotees like Gopi anywhere in this world, not in the whole universe. Evam bhaktya sakala bhuvane nekshita na shrudava. I have not seen nor I have heard about anybody like this. Kim shastrauhe. Uddhava says to Krishna, what is the need to study all these shastras? What's the point in studying all the shastras? Kimiha tapasa. What is the point in performing all these austerities and penances? Gopikabhyo namostu. All my obeisances to all those gopis who are there in Vrindavanam. This is, remembering this, Uddhava started crying. Tears were coming from his eyes. Because when he saw Srimati Radharani and all the gopis in Vrindavan, and their surrender to Krishna, Uddhava said, what is my surrender? What surrendering have I done? This is what Uddhava taught himself. So this is Uddhava. Uddhava is that personality who can see through the people's consciousness and understand that what kind of devotees the gopis were. So Uddhava has actually left Krishna. Krishna has wound up his, that's how we say, we wound up all his pastimes in this world and went back to the spiritual world. Krishna doesn't give up the body like we do. We are forced. We have no freedom. We just have to do what we are told to do. But Krishna's case is different. Krishna decided to wind up the pastimes in this world and go back to the spiritual world. So Krishna has gone back, and Uddhava was actually thinking, before leaving Krishna's departure, he went to Krishna, surrendered himself in front of Krishna, and asked for the final instructions. And because Uddhava was such a fortunate soul, that Krishna decided to give the last instructions to Uddhava. That was Uddhava's good fortune. The last to receive that last instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That was Uddhava's good fortune. So Uddhava was preparing that. Uddhava received those instructions, and he was on his way to Badrinath. That was the journey that he was. And it was during that journey that he decided to come through Vrindavanam. And that is how he met with Vidura there. So Vidura and Uddhava met with each other under these circumstances. Now, we were talking about it last Sunday, that while Vidura had to leave home, Vidura also was such a personality like Uddhava. A lot of devotion and very dear to Krishna. And this Uddhava left his home and went on this pilgrimage. So, under certain circumstances. And in the Bhagavatam, Sri Shukan says to Parikshit Maharaj, they have listed 5 or 6 different reasons why Vidura decided to leave home. And one of the, beginning with, it says, Vidura, this thing happened, Vidura's mind was getting disturbed. And Vidura was thinking, as a devotee, should I stay here? Again another thing happens. Again Vidura thinks, should I stay here? Again a third thing happens. Again Vidura thinks, should I stay here? It's like this 5 or 6 incidents. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam very clearly, Shushuvan says there, that you could see there, Vidura's mind was getting disturbed by the events, what was happening in Indraprastham, in the among the Pandavas and the Kauravas. So the first thing, incident what happened was, that when Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana and others decided to burn the whole Pandava family in the house of Lak and kill them by burning them, Vidura thought about leaving home, because this was something which was gone across the limit or beyond Vidura's imagination, that Vidura somehow interfered and protected the Pandavas at that time. That was the first instance. Secondly, the second instance when it happened was that when Dushasana decided to pull Panjali away from the women's quarters and bring her to with the intention of disrobing her in the assembly of the whole Kauravas and the Pandavas, Vidura thought himself, the time has come to leave. Thirdly, when after this has happened, after 12 years in the forest and 1 year incognito when they lived in the forest, and they came back and they claimed for their rightful place for the kingdom, when Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana refused to hand over the kingdom, Vidura decided to leave. And that was the fourth instance. And then later on, ultimately, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, came to bring some logic and reasoning into Dhritarashtra's head to make him understand that what he is doing is totally wrong, and unless he takes shelter of Krishna, the whole race is going to be finished. Vidura warned him. But what happened? Krishna came to deliver this message. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has come to tell something to into Dhritarashtra's head. And when Dhritarashtra did not take that message seriously, on the other hand, tried to offend Krishna, Vidura decided to leave. And lastly, above all, after all this has happened, Vidura was invited by Dhritarashtra to pacify him and asking Vidura what to do next before the war started. And Vidura one whole night spoke the dharma of a Kshatriya to Dhritarashtra, King Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra heard all that thing, didn't take any action. Yan mandrino vaidurigam vadandi, in the Bhagavatam, that is how it says there, that all the great personalities who are experts in diplomacy and also in the administration, all the great Kshatriyas, they call this as Viduraniti, or the vaidurigam vadandi, that is known as in the Shastra. And after giving all that instruction, when he didn't take anything seriously, Dhritarashtra, eventually he decided to leave. So these are the different circumstances which pushed Vidura eventually to leave home and go away. Because normally you can imagine that Krishna has come and stayed in that house with Vidura, accepted offering from Vidura and Vidura's wife. And such a house which has been purified by the presence of Krishna, will anybody leave that house? One can understand that. And that was the house what Vidura had to leave and go on this pilgrimage. So you can imagine from that how much Vidura would have felt in his heart to leave home and to walk away from that situation. So anyway, Vidura decided to go away on a pilgrimage for a long time, went to all sorts of holy places. And at the same time, if you look at Vidura's personality, you can see there that Vidura did not live like the way many people take sannyas today. Vidura sannyas was not like that. When he decided to go, he left and walked out from everything. No attachment to this material world anymore. He took his bamboo rod in the hand, water pot in the hand, and a blanket. This was his whole property, or the wealth what he carried with him. And he started walking. Grew his beard and hair so that nobody will recognize it was Vidura. And Vidura wandered around in that mood from place to place. Look at Vidura's detachment to this material world. So this is the history. This is how the great sages and great kings in the past acted. That when they cannot accept the material world as it is, and when they want to leave the material world, they left with dignity. Not like today, they hang on to the last minute, to the as much as you can, and still never satisfied. Even at the till the material nature kicks you out, you hang on to this world. That's not the tradition of Vidura or Lord Ramchandra or many other great kings who appeared in the Solar dynasty and Lunar dynasty. So anyway, Vidura is an example that Vidura left home, walked away from there. So it was more or less this time that Uddhava understood that Krishna is winding up his pastimes in this world and was ready to leave. So eventually Uddhava went and fell down at Krishna's lotus feet and started asking Krishna what he should do. Because for 112 years, Uddhava served Krishna. And this was not a service like we do. We first sort out all our perks and the salary, and then we talk about everything else. Our service starts after that. But Vidura's service was not like that. Vidura's service was such a service that he did not expect anything in return from Krishna. He just wanted to serve Krishna. That was Uddhava's consciousness. So Uddhava, having served like that, ultimately only he had one prayer to Krishna. What does it say? In the Bhagavatam it says there, Swadhamam Nayamamavim, take me also back with you to the spiritual world. This is the only prayer Uddhava asked to Krishna. Not because of anything else, that Uddhava was frightened, oh, if I have to take another birth in another body, in another place, what will happen to me? This, that and the other. Uddhava said, I have no such fear. All that fear has gone away from me. Why is that? Toyoba bukta sraghanda vasalangara charchide uchishta bojanam daso tavamaya jayamahim. That Srimad Bhagavatam says there about Uddhava, Uddhava's consciousness. Uddhava has taken, Uddhava had a lifestyle which is something so admirable, that his attachment to Krishna was so strong that every time Krishna took his prasadam or Krishna has eaten something, whatever was left behind, Uddhava will eat it. That was Uddhava's good fortune. Uchishta bhojanam dasa tavamaya jemahim. That was Uddhava's good fortune. That there was not one instance Uddhava has not had the opportunity to eat what Krishna has eaten and the remnants of Krishna. That was one. Number two, toyo abhavukta sraghanda vasalangara charchidaihi. That anything what Krishna has worn, any clothes, turban or anything what Krishna has discarded, Uddhava will take it and wear it and enjoy it. This is Uddhava. So much attachment to Krishna in all walks of life. Toyo abhavukta sraghanda vasalangara charchidai uchishta bhojanam dasa tavamaya jayamahim. So Uddhava said to Krishna, I have done this for 112 years. I have no fear that Maya will touch me. Who can speak like this, like Uddhava has spoken? That was Uddhava. Uchishta bhojanam dasa tavamaya jayamahim. I have no fear of Maya to say this. That requires Uddhava's courage. So this is Uddhava, this personality Uddhava. So Uddhava had no desire to leave Krishna. All his desire was to be with Krishna all the time. And Krishna, on the other hand, fully knowing all these things, decided that he will give this ultimate understanding of the spiritual life to Uddhava. And that is what we find in the Ekadasa Skandam, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is what we read, what Krishna has handed over to Uddhava in a plate. The whole essence of the all Vedas, Shastras, everything, whatever one wants to understand from the Vedas and the Upanishads and everything, Krishna has handed over in one plate to Uddhava. So that is Krishna's mercy to Uddhava. It also seen in the 9th canto, Sheshavan says to Parikshit, Prochodhavaya paramam samagal swadhamam. Before going back to the spiritual world, Krishna has only one plan, and that was Prochodhavaya paramam samagal swadhamam. That he wanted to hand over, to give the ultimate knowledge on spiritual life to Uddhava and go back to his eternal abode. This was Krishna's plan. So Krishna has decided to do this, and it was in that way that Krishna and Uddhava met with each other. That it was in that mood that Uddhava has left Krishna. So Uddhava said to Vidura when they met with each other, that I am just coming back from Dwaraka, and actually from Prabhasam. Prabhasam was a port. I don't think that name exists anymore, but Prabhasam was a port at that time, where all the final pastimes happened with Krishna. In fact, Krishna left this world from there. And Prabhasam name has probably changed. But when this happened there, that Uddhava was present there, and Vidura was asking about everyone in Dwaraka. Vidura inquired about Vasudev and Devaki. Vidura inquired about Krishna and Balaram. Vidura inquired about Pradyumna and Aniruddha, Samba, Satyaki, and eventually about Akrura, and also about Ugrasena. All these great, great personalities, associates of Krishna, family members, everybody, Vidura inquired from Uddhava, what has happened to all those people? Uddhava said to Vidura, all these people whom you have asked now, none of them are there anymore. They have all gone. And I am myself actually on my way to Badrinath. So Vidura wanted to know why he was traveling to Badrinath. And at that time, Uddhava said to Vidura that while leaving this world, Krishna has instructed me to take this message to Badrinath and wait there till Krishna calls me to come back to the spiritual world. So I am on my way back to Badrinath. So Vidura asked Uddhava, could you not tell me that knowledge what Krishna has given to you? And it was getting quite late in the evening that day. And Vidura was thinking at that time in his mind, what a foolish person I am. In the name of pilgrimage and with the desire to understand Krishna, I have been wandering around all the other so-called holy places. And what has happened now, that by the time I come back, Krishna is gone. And I have no chance. What a stupid thing I have done. This is what was going through Vidura's mind. But ultimately he thought, at least if Uddhava can tell him what Krishna has, instructions Krishna has given, at least that will help him in his spiritual pursuit. So with this intention, Vidura asked Uddhava to tell him every instruction what Krishna has given to Uddhava. Uddhava said to Vidura, unfortunately, I haven't got the time to do that, because I was only coming through Vrindavanam for one and only one reason. Before I go to Badrinath, there was one desire in my mind. What was that? To come to Vrindavanam and to pay my obeisances to the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. And this is why we find Uddhava coming to Vrindavan at that time. Uddhava says there that I have come to Vrindavanam only for this one and only one reason. Just wanted to pay my respects to the gopis who have given me the understanding of Krishna consciousness. Because from them Uddhava learned a lot. And that is how Krishna's arrangements are. When a devotee wants to know more about Krishna, Krishna will make arrangements for the devotee also to meet with the right people. And exactly the same happened in Uddhava's case also. Uddhava went to Vrindavan only to pay his respects by taking the dust from Vrindavan and putting on his head, remembering the gopis who have trampled the earth there and taking their mercy. This was the only reason why Uddhava had come there. In the Bhagavatam, while referring to this, it is said, Vande nandam vrajastrinam padarenum abhishnasha yasam harigadodgidam punadi bhuvanatrayam. That this Vrajastrinam, this gopis of Vrindavanam, their dust, yasam harigadodgidam punadi bhuvanatrayam, the glories of Krishna, what they have chanted all along in this place in Vrindavan, that purifies the whole three planetary systems. This was the potency of the gopis. Anyway, Uddhava was aware of that. That's why he arrived there. So he said to Uddhava, I have come only for this purpose. This is why I have come here. Otherwise, I had no need to come to Vrindavanam. I could have straight away gone to Badrinath. But instead, I came to Vrindavanam to pay my last respects to the gopis before I proceed to Badrinath. So Vidura was in a bit of a confused state. Now what do we do? Uddhava says that he has no time, because he said he has to leave very early in the morning. And before he left Krishna, when Krishna gave these instructions to Uddhava to go to Badrinath, Uddhava asked Krishna, will I get there? Will I have enough strength to get there? And Krishna has given that strength to Uddhava, that you can proceed to Badrinath, but nothing will happen on the way. You should go straight to Badrinath. And Uddhava didn't want to delay anymore. So it was, that's how Uddhava has arrived there. But here what has happened is that just while Krishna was leaving the planet, after he instructed Uddhava, all the great sages started coming to see Krishna, to pay their respects, which is natural that the Supreme Lord is going back to the spiritual abode. And one after the other, great sages were coming. Vedavyasa Maharshi came, Markandeya Maharshi came, Atri, Angiras. There is a list of all the great sages mentioned there who came to see Krishna and to pay their respects. Among all these great sages, there was one personality. He was the son of Kusharamuni. Or in other words, his another name is Kausharavam. In the Bhagavatam, you will find the name as Kausharavam. And there was is also this sage is also the son of Kusharamani and also the son of Mitra. Mitra was his mother and Kushara was his father. So because he was the son of Mitra, he was known as Maitreya Rishi. Mitra's son is Maitreya Rishi. Maitreya Rishi also came to see Krishna. And Uddhava was sitting next to Krishna when Maitreya Maharshi and all the other sages came one after the other. After all the sages have come and gone, all the demigods came to pay their respects to Krishna. They were all trying to invite Krishna to come to their planet and to accept their offerings also. But Krishna was not interested. Krishna wanted to finish this and go back to the spiritual world. Krishna has so many millions of universes to manage, not only one tiny planet like this here. So Krishna's consciousness and Krishna's thoughts are different. Nobody can understand. Even a devotee like Uddhava could not understand what to speak about other people. So anyway, when Maitreya Rishi came to see Krishna, Krishna called Maitreya Rishi close by and told him, which Uddhava was listening. What did he say to him? He said to Maitreya Rishi, "My dear Maitreya Rishi, like this Uddhava who is sitting here next to me, I had another devotee like him who very much loved me and who served me loyally. But he is now wandering around all over the planet in the understanding that apparently he is doing some pilgrimage. He is going on this pilgrimage. And I wanted to give him a lot of instructions. So he will come back eventually and he will come to see you in Haridwar. And it is in Haridwar that Maitreya Rishi actually maintained his ashram. So when he comes to see you, you should clarify all his doubts about whatever doubts he has on spiritual side of life. You please clarify that on my behalf. Tell him that you are authorized to do that and you have the right knowledge. Maitreya Rishi is a very well-known personality. In the Bhagavatam and in Mahabharata you will find Maitreya Rishi is different. Maitreya Rishi was responsible for Duryodhana getting hit on his thighs by Bhimasena and getting killed like that. It was Maitreya Rishi's curse. That's another story in the Mahabharata. So our Maitreya Rishi was called by Krishna and Krishna gave these instructions to Maitreya Rishi and Uddhava was sitting there listening to that. So after Maitreya Rishi left and all the demigods came, they also left, all the sages left, Krishna sat on Virasanam. That is how Krishna sat down. And Jara, the hunter, shot the arrow. That comes in the 11th canto at the end. And the arrow hit Krishna's lotus feet. And eventually Krishna went back into the spiritual world. Padma Vetre Nyamilayal. In the Bhagavatam it says, Krishna closed his lotus eyes. And then there was nothing to be seen after that. So Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj about Krishna's disappearance from this world like that. Just like he has used to very nicely express that. Just like when the lightning happens, suddenly there is light for a short time. Exactly like that. Krishna appeared, did a lot of things, and what he has to do? Went back. And just like the lightning disappeared. So that's how Krishna's disappearance is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So anyway, our Vidura and Uddhava heard this. And Uddhava had this in his mind. So when Vidura asked this question to give him all the instructions, what Krishna has given to Uddhava, Uddhava said to Vidura, "I was there when Krishna was leaving the planet and he has instructed Maitreya Rishi that he should instruct you. You should approach him in Haridwar and he will be able to clear all your doubts about Krishna or the spiritual life. And so please approach him." And this is how Uddhava spoke to Vidura. So when he heard that, Vidura was a little bit satisfied that Krishna has remembered him. It is such a nice thing to know that Krishna is always remembering the devotee. And devotee feels much more happy about it, that Krishna has remembered a devotee. And Krishna remembers all the devotees. It's not that Krishna forgets the devotee. But so in this case also, Vidura felt extremely happy that Krishna has left this message. And he was feeling a little bit unhappy because that he could not see the Supreme Lord Krishna before he left this world. So it is then that the time has gone away and it was almost the morning hours. And they were talking various things and in this process. So in the morning when arrived, Vidura said to Uddhava said to Vidura that I am now ready to leave. I have to leave now. So, by out of curiosity, Vidura asked Uddhava, what is in this bundle, what you are carrying now? Uddhava said to Vidura, this bundle is actually, I'll open it and show it to you what it is inside. And he opened inside. What was that inside? It was Krishna's two shoes. The shoes which Krishna has given to Uddhava while leaving this planet. And that shoes was made of gold, made of ivory. And it has got on the top, in the front, like if you look at the sannyasi's shoes, what they normally wear, it has an ivory base, and on the top, it had got an umbrella, I think, made of gold. And on top of that, there was a pearl fixed on the top. It looked very nice and beautiful. That, while leaving, Krishna gave this as a present to Uddhava, so that he could always remember the lotus feet of Krishna. This was the plan behind it. And just like Lord Ramchandra handed over his shoes to Bharat to worship when he left Ayodhya and went on his long voyage to long travels into the forest, Bharata worshipped Lord Ramchandra's shoes. Exactly same way, Uddhava was handed over these shoes by Krishna, and Uddhava was in ecstasy, real ecstasy. As soon as he takes the shoes and keeps it on his head, he cannot think about anything else except Krishna. That's the potency of Mahaprasadam. Krishna's prasadam is so powerful, no matter what it is, clothes, shoes, peacock feather, or the prasadam what Krishna has left behind, every single item from Krishna is so powerful in making a devotee feeling the ecstasy of association with Krishna. All Krishna's paraphernalia was like that. I was reading somewhere that in one of the conversations, when the first chariot was built for in ISKCON, the devotees built the first chariot. And Prabhupada went to see the chariot. First thing what Prabhupada did was to pay the obeisances to the chariot. Why? Because in Prabhupada's mind, immediately the thoughts came, this is where Krishna is going to travel. Lord Jagannath and Baladev and Subhadra is going to travel in this chariot all the time. And thinking, just when that thoughts came, Prabhupada could not resist himself except to pay the obeisances to the chariot. This is how a devotee thinks. Devotee doesn't see, oh, Krishna is only there inside the temple room there. No, Krishna is everywhere, and all Krishna's paraphernalia, including the chariot, is worshipable. Is for a devotee, it is great. It's something worshipable. And exactly the same way, the shoes which Uddhava was carrying were so valuable for Uddhava that Uddhava didn't want to part with that. And he said to Vidura like this, the moment I pick up these shoes and put it on my head, I forget everything. Then I just go. I don't bother what happens here or there. Nothing. I don't think about anything else, he said. Because in the meanwhile, Vidura was requesting to Uddhava that after all, you are on your way to Badrinath and Haridwar comes on the way. So why shouldn't I accompany you and join you on your journey up to Haridwar? This was Vidura's mind. Uddhava said to Vidura, that's not going to happen, because the moment I take these shoes on my head, only thoughts that comes through my mind is Krishna, nothing else. So much Krishna consciousness that Uddhava was. That so as soon as I put it on my head, I will just go walking. You can follow me, but you may not make it. Reach me along if you start traveling. But you can follow me, I have no objection. Vidura said, yes, at least let me follow you. Give me permission for that, because you are traveling and the dust from you will purify me. This was Uddhava, Vidura's words to Krishna. So, in this way, that is how that journey begins. And with Vidura, Uddhava continued that journey to Badrinath. In the morning, when Uddhava started the journey, Vidura followed him. But he couldn't keep up with Uddhava. Uddhava was so fast, because he was planning in his mind, oh, let me get to Badrinath somehow or the other, hand over the shoes there, and then get ready to go back to spiritual world. So this way Uddhava was thinking, and Vidura followed Uddhava for some time. Afterwards, Uddhava disappeared from his vision, and he comes to Haridwar and meet Maitreya Maharshi there. And that is where Uddhava Samvadam finishes, and Vidura Maitreya Samvadam begins. So the discussions between Vidura and Uddhava goes through the second chapter, third chapter and the fourth chapter, and from the fifth chapter onwards it is the discussion between Vidura and Maitreya Rishi begins. So in the first chapter, after which we talked about last Sunday, we have seen that how they met with each other, and in the discussion between Vidura and Uddhava there were few important things discussed. For Uddhava, the most fascinating experience in his life was Krishna's childhood, the childhood pastimes of Krishna. That has attracted him so much. One whole chapter, that is the second chapter of the third canto, all Vidura is doing, Uddhava is doing is remembering those childhood pastimes of Krishna, Balalila, or the childhood pastimes of Krishna. That's what has actually inspired Uddhava and getting so attached to Krishna. This is the potency of Krishna's childhood. Krishna's childhood pastimes are so potent that it can make a person a devotee in so powerfully, especially when he has come to the mood of goodness. That mood of goodness is the main criteria. That one is in the mood of goodness will get automatically attracted to Krishna's childhood pastimes. So it says there that, and also there are a few more things which Uddhava has mentioned there. What are they? What attracted Uddhava to Krishna? That's also very interesting. Because there are so many things in a personality which attracts us. Some people are attracted. You can see also, when you go through Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find some people are attracted to Krishna's knowledge. Knowledge side of Krishna attracts people. Some people are attracted to Krishna's childhood pastimes. Some people are attracted to Krishna's pastimes in Dwaraka as a king or as a diplomat, and how he was conducting the political affairs in getting his plans through. Some people are attracted to Krishna's beauty. So, Supreme Personality of Godhead, as he is known as Bhagavan, he has all these different opulences in him in full. And all these opulences attract the conditioned souls to him. That is the greatness of Krishna. So, in the Bhagavatam, three things Uddhava has remembered there about Krishna. What were they? One was Krishna's beauty. Otherwise, one thing was Krishna's mercy. And a third thing was Krishna's beauty, Krishna's mercy. These two things. And also, Vidura was attracted to Krishna's personality and the knowledge of Krishna and that association with Krishna. And there it says there, there, that when talking about Krishna's beauty, Uddhava says there, that Vismavanam Susaja Saubhagardehe, that beauty of Krishna was such, even Krishna himself could not believe how beautiful he was. This is how it says in the Bhagavatam, that sometimes, by chance, Krishna will wear all the fresh clothes what Rukmini Devi has given to Krishna. And after all wearing that Krishna, when Krishna looked in the mirror and saw himself, Krishna could not believe it, that how beautiful he was. Vismavanam sosteja saubhagardhe. In the Bhagavatam, that is how it is mentioned. That is Krishna's beauty. Then Krishna's mercy, karunyam, karunyam the nature. Krishna's karunyam is mentioned there. How? On the sixth day after appearing in this world, Putana came to poison Krishna. And a person who has come to poison, what did Krishna do? Krishna sent her back to the spiritual world. Is anybody who will do this? Somebody has come to kill you and you are sending him back to the spiritual world. Aho bhagiyam stanakala kudam jikamsayaya vayadapya sadvi lebhe gadim dattujadam kudonyo kamvadayalam sharanam vrajamah. That karunyam, that mercy from Krishna, who has come to feed you poison, and like a nurse she came, and you have sent her back to the spiritual world. Lebhe gadim tattujidam kudonyo kamva dayalam sharanam vrajama. That daya, that mercy, what Krishna has shown, let me take that shelter. This is how Uddhava spoke about Krishna's karunyam or daya. So, like this, different things in Krishna has attracted Uddhava so much. And more than anything else, the third thing what mentioned is Krishna's prabhutvam, aristocracy. Krishna was an aristocrat. So, although he's a supreme personality of Godhead, in his dealings with people, he had that grace in Krishna, was so graceful to the people. That aristocracy in Krishna, prabhutvam, has attracted Uddhava. When he returned to Dwaraka from Indraprastham before Parikshit Maharaj's birth, he came to Dwaraka. And at that time, there's a lot of people who were there who could not come closer to Krishna, because he was, apart from the Supreme Personality Godhead, he was the member of the royal family. And just like today also, anybody cannot go and see the royal family so closely. There's a distance always. So Krishna's position was like that. But Krishna was such that aristocratic nature in Krishna was that he went out to see them who could not come closer to him. And it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, Krishna went up to see individually many of the people who were not allowed to come to him, but he went up to them. And that was Krishna's nature. So Krishna, when Krishna did all these things, Uddhava was very much affected by that, seeing Krishna's the prabhutam, aristocratic nature. So seeing all these things, Uddhava remembered all that thing and mentioned that to Vidura when he was talking about it. And in addition to that, he also said some more things, which is also interesting, that all those people whom you have asked now, they have all left this world. Actually, to tell you the truth, Uddhava said to Vidura, this whole planet is very unfortunate. Unfortunate, why? Because durbhagobada logoyam, that this logam, this world, is very, very unfortunate. Yadavo nidaramabhi, because Krishna came to this world, Supreme Personality Godhead came here, and not many people were able to recognize him as the Supreme Lord. That was their misfortune. Among all that, the Yadavas were most unfortunate. Why? Because he was living among them, and eventually they could not recognize who Krishna was. This is their misfortune. This is how Uddhava said to Vidura, durbhagam badalogoyam yadavo nidaramabhi navisamvasando viduram harim meenamivodubam. That it says like this, that when the moon is shining, full moon, in the water it reflects, and the fish in the water doesn't understand what goes on there inside the water. Exactly like that, Yadavas didn't know who Krishna was. He was thinking there is just like somebody else, like one of us. That's how they thought. Many Yadavas were thought. So this was their misfortune, Uddhava said to Vidura. So you can imagine, when Uddhava has saying like this about the Yadavas, what's our position? After 5,000 years here, what has happened 5,000 years ago in this planet when Krishna was there? We are sitting here now today and remembering about Krishna. We could not come to this world when Krishna was here. We are here after 5,000 years in this great golden age of Kali. We are sitting here and trying to remember about Krishna. But Krishna's presence in this world was not even able to be taken advantage by those Yadavas who were present there at that time. This was their misfortune, said Uddhava to Vidura. And like that, Uddhava and Vidura had a long conversation. And eventually, the second chapter is full of childhood pastimes. Every single instance of Krishna's beautiful childhood is discussed there, verse after verse. And in the third chapter, both the pastimes in Mathura and the pastimes in Dwaraka is discussed together by Uddhava with Vidura. And in the last chapter, the fourth chapter, in the fourth chapter, what has been discussed is that Uddhava is talked about Krishna's departure from this world and instructions to Vidura to go and see Maitreya Rishi. All these instructions are in the fourth chapter. We will not discuss second chapter and third chapter in detail because it all comes in detail in the 10th canto later. But basically, essentially, this is what was discussed between Vidura and Uddhava at that time. But when all these things happened, Parikshit Maharaj, who was listening very intently, because Srimad Bhagavatam has begun. In the third canto actually begins, the Bhagavatam system is like this. First, it will say in summary something, and then it will expand it. And that's how it is. In the second canto we saw that Brahma, between Brahma and Narada, everything was presented. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam was presented as Brahma Narada Samvadam, between discussions between Brahma and Narada. And the whole thing was expanded again. And Srimad Bhagavatam has another parampara also, which comes from Adishesha Bhagavan, which is Balaram, Lord Balaram and Sankarsana Murti. That way, there is another Bhagavata parampara, and there a lot more discussions happens about it. And Adishesha Bhagavan instructed Sanal Kumara Maharshi Srimad Bhagavatam. Sanal Kumara Maharshi instructed Sankhyayana Maharshi, and that way Srimad Bhagavatam is also spread, which again discussed later on. So here, all we have to realize is that Srimad Bhagavatam has this way of presenting. It presents everything in a nutshell and then expands it for everybody to. That's the way all the great acharyas also explain Krishna's pastimes. So then what happened was, at the end of the fourth chapter, Parishad Maharaj got a doubt in his mind, and he asked straight away to Sri Shugan, how come all the Yadavas were killed by Krishna, in the sense that Krishna arranged the fight at the end, which you will see in the Bhagavatam mentioned how the fight happened between all the members of the family, same family. All the Yadavas got intoxicated, got drunk, took sticks and started beating each other, and everybody died in that battle. And at the end of that, after the everyone was killed, Uddhava was not got involved in that. Uddhava was kept out of it, the whole thing. This was also Krishna's plan. Sri Shugan says to Parikshit, this was done by Krishna deliberately. Why? There's a special, it's all there, very clearly mentioned in the Bhagavatam. In the third canto, you will read there. That Uddhava, Krishna has kept him separately because through Uddhava, Krishna wanted to present the science of Bhakti Yoga. Or Ekadasha Skandam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ekadasha Skandam is completely instruction, 26 chapters. Is listening a long length of chapters, Krishna's instructions to Uddhava on Bhakti Yoga, the process of devotion, how to develop the kind of devotion what Uddhava had towards Krishna. And that is the topic discussed there. And for that reason, Krishna has kept deliberately Uddhava alive. Otherwise, Uddhava could also have been a part of that. So this was Krishna's plan, as Sri Shugan says to Parikshit. And that is how the fourth chapter ends there. I'll just read those three small chapters and then we can discuss.
Shri Shuka Vajam Idi Bhagavada Prishta Chatra Vartam Priyashayam Pradivaktum Najol Seha Aulkanyal Smarideshwaraham Ya Panjahaino Matra Pradarashaya Chida Tandai Chandrajayan Yasya Savaryam Balalilayam Sakatham Sevayatasya Kalina Janasam Gada Prishto Vartam Pradibruyal Bhartopadavanusmaran Samahurtam Abhul Tushnim Krishna Angri Sudhaya Brisham Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Nimagna Sadhunar Vradaham Pulavol Bhinna Sarvango Unjan Niladdusha Shucham Purnartho Lakshidastena Sneha Prasarasam Plodaha Shanagir Bhagavan Logan Nulogam Punaragada Vimurjanetre Viduram Pratyuho Dhavamul Smayan Shri Uddhava Vajam Krishna Dumaninim Loje Girneshu Ajaharenaha Kinna Kushalam Bruyam Gada Shri Shubhesham Durbhago Badalogoyam Yadavo Nidaramavi Ye Sambasando Navidur Harim Minami Vodubam Ingidatnya puri praudha ekaramascha sattvada sattvada mashamam sarve bhudavasamamam sadam devasya mayaya sprishta echanya sada shriraha brahmya de dhirna dadvake altmanyukta altmano haram pradarshya tapta sama vidrupta drishamnanam adaya andaradhyastu subimbam lokalochanam Yan Martali Lobayam Soyoga, Maya Balam Darshayada Grihidam, Visma Banam, Sosaja Saubhagarde, Parambadam, Bhushana Bhushanangam, Yadharma Sunur Badaraja Sui, Miri Chedrik Sostenam, Trilogam, Kalsnena Jadi Hagadam Midhadu, Arvaksado, Kaushalamityaman Yadam, Yesyanuraga Pludahansarasam, ലീലാവലോക പ്രതിലബ്ധമാനാം വ്രജസ്ത്രീയോ ദഗ്ഭിരനു പ്രവൃത്ത ധിയോ വദസ്തൂകില കൃത്യശേഷാഃ സ്വശാന്തരൂപേഷു ജനൈ സ്വരൂപൈ അഭ്യർത്ഥ്യമാന്യേഷ നികമ്പിതാത്മാ പരാവരേശോ മഹദംശയുക്തോ അജോഭിജാതോ ഭഗവാൻ യഥാഗ്നി മാം ഖേദയത്യേ അരജസ്യ ജന്മ വിഡംബനം യദ്വസുദേവഗേഹേ വ്രജേജ വാസോരിഭയാദിവ സ്വയം പുരാദ്യവാസീദ്യനന്ദവീര്യാഃ ദുനോദി ചേത സ്മരതോ മമൈദ യദാഹ പാദാമഭിവന്യ മിത്രോ താതാംബകം സാധു നിഷംഗിതാനാം പ്രസീദതം നോ കൃതനിഷ്കൃതീനാം കോ വാമമുഷ്യാംഗ്രി സരോജരേണും വിസ്മർത്തുമീശീതപുമാൻ വിജിഗ്നൻ യോ വിസ്ഫുരൽ ഭൂയിടമേന ഭൂമേർ ഭാരം കൃതാം തേന തിരശ്ചകാരാം ദൃഷ്ടാഭവർഭ്യന്തനു രാജസൂയേ ചൈദ്യസ്യ കൃഷ്ണം ദുഷദോ വിസിദ്ധീം യാം യോഗിന സംസ്പൃഹയന്തി സമ്യക് യോഗേന ഗസ്തദ്വിരഹം സഹേതാം തഥൈവ ജാന്യേ നരലോകവീര യമാഹവേ കൃഷ്ണമുഖാരവിന്ദം നേത്രൈ പിബന്ധോ നയനാഭിരാമം പാർത്ഥാസ്ത്രഭൂതാ പദമാപുരസ്യാം സ്വയം തു സാമ്യ ദിശയസ്ത്രദീശ സ്വാരാജ്യലക്ഷ്മ്യാപ്ത സമസ്തകാമാം ബലിം ഹരൽഭിശ്ചിരലോകപാലൈ കിരീടഗോഢ്യേടിത പാദപീഡാഹം തത്തസ്യ കൈങ്കര്യമലം ഭൃതാന്നോ വിഗ്ലാവയത്യങ്കയദുഗ്രസേനം തിഷ്ഠൻ നിഷണ്ണം പരമേഷ്ടിതിഷ്ണേ വിഭോദയദ്ദേവനിധാരയേതി അഹോബികീയം സ്തനകാളകൂടം ജിഗാംസയാപായദപ്യസാധ്വീ ലേഭേഗരിം രാത്രുചിതാം തദോന്യം കംവാദയാലും ശരണം വ്രജേമാം മന്യേ സുരാൻ ഭാഗവതാം സ്ത്രദീശേ സംരംഭമാർഗാഭിനിവിഷ്ടചിത്താൻ യേ സംയുഗേ ജക്ഷതദർഷപുത്രവംസേ സുനാഭായുധം ആപതന്നം വസുദേവസ്യ ദേവക്യാം ജാതോ ഭോജേന്ദ്രബന്ധനി ചികീർഷുർഭഗവാനസ്യാൻ ശമജേനഭിയാചിതാം നന്ദോ വ്രജമിത പിത്ര കംസാദ്വിഭിവിദ്യത ഏകാശ സമാസ്തത്ര ഗൂഢാർച്ചിൽ സബലോ വസൽ പരീതോ വത്സമേർവത്സാംശ്ചാരയന്മിഹരദ്വിഭു യമുനോപവനേ കൂജദ്വിജസംകുലിതാംഘ്രിവേ കൗമാരീം ദശയം ശ്രേഷ്ഠാം പ്രേക്ഷണീയം രജോഗസം രുദന്നിവസന്മുഗ്ധ ബാലസിംഹാവലോകനം സ ഏവ ഗോദനം ലക്ഷ്മ്യാ നികേതം സിതഗോ വൃഷം ചാരയന്മനുഗാൻ ഗോവാൻ രണദ്വേണുരരീരമൽ പ്രയുക്താൻ ഭോജരാജേന മായിന കാമരൂപിന ലീലയാ വ്യനുധം താം സ്ഥാൻ ബാല ക്രീഡനകാനിവാം വിപന്നാൻമിഷപാനേന നിഗൃഹ്യാഭുജകാദിവം ഉത്ഥാപ്യാപായയൽ ഗാവസ്തത്വയം പ്രകൃതിസ്ഥിതം അയാജയൽ ഗോസവീന ഗോപരാജം ദ്വിജോത്തമൈ വിത്തസ്യ ചോരുഭാരസ്യ ചികീർഷൻ സ്വദ്വയം വിഭൂം വർഷദീന്ദ്രേ വ്രജക്കോപാൽ ഭഗ്നമാനേതി വിഹ്വല ഗോത്രലീലാദപത്രേണ ത്രാദോ ഭദ്രാനുഗൃഹ്ണതാം ശരച്ഛശിഖരേർമൃഷ്ടം മാനയൻ രജനീമുഖം ഗായൻ കളവദം രേമേ സ്ത്രീണാം മണ്ഡലമണ്ഡന ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി തൃതീയ സ്കന്ധേ ദ്വിതീയോധ്യായ ശ്രീ ഉദ്ധവ ഉവാച തദസമാഗത്യപുരം സ്വപിത്രോ ശ്രീർഷയാ ശംബലദേവ സംയുത നിവാത്യ തുങ്കാദ്രിപുയൂഥനാഥം ഹതം വികർഷ്യതി സമോജ സോവ്യം നാം സന്ദീപനേ സകൾ പ്രോക്തം ബ്രഹ്മാദീത്യ സവിസ്തരം തസ്മൈ പ്രാദാദ്വരം പുത്രം മൃതം പഞ്ചജനോദരാൽ സമാഹുതാ ഭീഷ്മകന്യയായി ശ്രിയസ്സവർണേന ഭൂഭൂഷയൈഷം ഗന്ധർവൃത്യാമിഷദാം സുഭാഗം ജഹ്രേപദം മൂർധനി തൽ സുവർണാഹ കുകുഗ്മദോ വിദ്ധനസോദമി ത്വാം സ്വയം വരേ നാഗ്നജീദീമുവാഹ തദ്ഭഗ്നമാനാനവി ഹൃദ്യതോ ജ്ഞാൻ ജഗ്നേക്ഷത ശസ്ത്രപുതശ്വ ശസ്ത്രൈ പ്രിയം പ്രവർഗാമ്യമിവ പ്രിയായ വിദുൽസുരാർ ചദ്യദുരം യഥാർത്ഥേ വജ്രയാദവത്തം സങ്കണോരുഷാന്ത ക്രീഡാമൃഗോ നൂനമയം വധൂയാം സുതം പ്രധേകം വപുഷാഗ്രസന്തം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ സുനാഭോന്മതിതം ധരിത്രയ ആമന്ത്രിതസ്തനയായ ശേഷം ദത്വാ തദാന്തപുരമാവിവേശ തത്രാഹൃതാസ്താനരദേവ കന്യാ കുജേന ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ഹരിമാർത്ഥബന്ധും ഉത്ഥായ സദ്യോ ജഗൃഹപ്രഹർഷ വ്രീഡാനുരാഗ പ്രഹിതാവലോകൈ ആസാം മുഹൂർത്തമേകസ്മിൻ നാനാകാരേഷു യോഷിതാം സവിധം ജഗൃഹേ പാണി അനുരൂപസ്വമായയാം പാസ്വപത്യന്യജനയൻ ആത്മതുല്യാനി സർവദ ഏകൈകസ്യാം ദശ ദശ പ്രകൃതേർ വിഭുഭൂഷയാം കാലമാകഥസാൽവാദീൻ അനീകൈരുന്ധതപുരം അജീഘനൽ സ്വയം ദിവ്യം സ്വപുംസാം തേജമാദിശൽ ശംബരം വിവിധം ബാണംപുരം ബല്ലുലമേവജ അന്യാം ശതന്തവക്ത്രാദീൻ അവധീൽ കാംശഘാധയൽ അധരേ ഭ്രാതപുത്രാണാം പക്ഷയോപതിനാ നൃപാൻ ചചാലകോ കുരുക്ഷേത്രം യേഷാമാപതദാം ബലൈം സുകർണ സകർണ ദുശാസന സൗബലാനാം കുമന്ത്രവാഗേന ഹരശ്രിയായുഷം സുയോധനം സാനുജരം ശയാനം ഭഗ്നോരമുർവ്യാം നനന്ദമശ്യൻ ഹിയാൻഭുവോയം ക്ഷമിതോരു ഭാരോ യദ്രോണഭീഷ്മാർജുന ഭീമമൂലൈ അഷ്ടാദശക്ഷൗഹിണി ഗോമദംശൈ ആസ്തേ ബലം ദുർവിഷഹം യദൂനാം വിധോ യേഷാം ഭവിതാ വിവാദോ അധ്വാമദാമ്രാവിലോ ആദാമ്രവിലോചനാനാം നൈഷാം വധോപായം യാതനോത്വന്യോ വയുദ്ധ്യതേ സ്വയം സ്മാം ഏവം സഞ്ചിന്യ ഭഗവാൻ സ്വരാജ്യേ സ്ഥാപ്യ ധർമ്മജം നന്ദയാമാസ സുഹൃത സാധൂനാം വർമ്മദർശയൻ ഉത്തരായാമൃതപുരോർ വംശസാധുമിമന്യന സ വൈ ദ്രൗണ്യാസ്ത്ര സംഛിന്ന പുനർഭഗവതാമൃതാം അയാജയധർമ്മസുതാം അശ്വമേധേ ശ്രീവിർവിഭു സ്വവിഷ്മാമനുജൈരക്ഷൻ രേമേ കൃഷ്ണമനുവ്രതാം ഭഗവാനപി വിശ്വാത്മാ ലോകവേദപഥാനുഗം കാമാൻ സിഷേവേ ദ്വാർവത്യാം അസക്തസംഖ്യമാസ്തിതാഃ സ്നിഗ്ധസ്മിതാവലോകേന വാചാ പീയൂഷകൽപ്പയ ചരിത്രേണാനവദ്യേന ശ്രീനികേതേന ചാൽപനാം ഇമം ലോകമവും ചെയ്വ രമയൻ സുതരാം യദൂൻ രമേക്ഷണദയാദത്തക്ഷണസ്ത്രീക്ഷണസൗഹൃദാം തസ്യൈവം രമമാണസ്യ സംവത്സരഗണാൻ ബഹൂൻ ഗൃഹമേദേഷു യോഗേഷു വിരാഗസമജായതാം ദൈവാധീനേഷു കാമേഷു ദൈവാധീന സ്വയം പുമാൻ കോ വിസംഭേദയോഗേന യോഗേശ്വരമനുവ്രതാം പുരിയാം കദാചിൽ ക്രീഡദ്ഭി ദുഭോജ ഹരിദുഭോജകുമാരയൈ കോപിതാമുനിയശ്യമുർ ഭഗവൻ മദഗോവിതാം തദക്കതിപയേർമാസേ വൃഷ്ണിഭോജാന്ധകാലയ ഹേയപ്രവാസം സംഹൃഷ്ട രഥേർദേവവിമോഹിതാഃ തത്ര സ്നാത്വാപി ദ്രന്ദേവാൻ ഋഷീം ചൈവ തദം വസ തർപ്പയിത്വാദ വിപ്രേഭ്യോ ഗാവോ ബഹുഗുണാ ദദൂ ഹിരണ്യം രജതം ശയ്യാം വാസാംസജനകം ബലാൻ യാനം രഥാനി ഭാൻ കന്യാം ധരാം വൃത്തികരീമവി അന്നം ജോലുരസം ദേഭ്യോ ദത്വാ ഭഗവതർപ്പണം ഗോ വിപ്രാർത്ഥ സേവ സവശൂര പ്രാണേയമുർഭയമൂർധവീ ശ്രീമത് ഭാഗവതേ തൃതീയ സ്കന്ദേ തൃതീയോധ്യായം ശ്രീ ഉദ്ധവ ഉവാചാം അതരേ തദനുജ്ഞാതം ഭുക്ത്വാ പീത്വാ ച വാരുണീം തയാ വിഭ്രംശിതജ്ഞാനം ദുരുക്തേർ മർമ്മവസ്പൃശൂം തേഷാം വൈരേയദോഷേണ വിഷമീകൃതചേതസാം നിംഗ്ലോചതിരവാസീൽ വേണൂനാമിവമർദ്ദനം ഭഗവാൻ സ്വാത്മമായാം ഗതിം താമവലോക്യസ സരസ്വതീമുപസ്പൃശ്യ വൃക്ഷമൂലമുപാവിശൽ അഹം ചോക്തോ ഭഗവതാം പ്രപന്നാർത്തിഹരേണ ബദരീം ത്വാം പ്രയാഹീതി സുകുലം സഞ്ജഹീർഷുണാം അഥാമീതത വിപ്രേതം ജാനന്നഹമരിന്ദമ പൃഷ്ടതോന്യകമം ഭർത്തു പാദവിശ്ലേഷണാക്ഷമാം അദ്രാക്ഷമേകമാസീനം വിചിന്വന്തൈതം പതിം ശ്രീനികേതം സരസ്വത്യം കൃതകേതമകേതനം ശ്യാമാവതാദം വിരജം പ്രശാന്താരുണലോചനം ദോർഭിശ്ചതുർഭിർവിദിതം വിദൗശാംബരേണ ചാം വാമ ഊരാവനിശ്രിത്യ ദക്ഷിണാംഗ്രിസരോരുഹം അവാശിദാർഭഘോഷത്വം അഗൃഷം ത്യക്തവിഫലം തസ്മിൻ മഹാഭാഗവതോ ദ്വൈപായന സുഹൃത്സഖ ലോകാനനുജരൻ സിദ്ധ ആസസാദയദർച്ഛയാം തസ്യാനുരക്തസ്യ മനീർമുകുന്ദ പ്രമോദഭാവാനന്ദ കന്ധരസ്യ ആശൃണ്ണതോ മാമനുരാഗഹാസം സമീക്ഷയാ വിശ്രമയൻ ഉവാചാം ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാചാം വേദാന്തമന്ദർമനസീപ്സിതം തേ ദദാമി യത്തദ്ദുരവാപമന്യേ സത്രേ പുരാം വിശ്വസൃജാം വസൂനാം മത്സിദ്ധികാമേന വസോ ത്വയേഷ്ടാം സ ഏഷ സാധോ ചരമോ ഭവാനാം ആസാദിതസ്തേമതനുഗ്രഹോയൽ യന്മാം നൃലോകാൻഹമത്സൃജന്തം ദൃഷ്ട്യാദൃശ്വൻ വിശദാനുവൃത്യാം പുരാമയാ പ്രോക്തമജായനാഭ്യേ പത്മേ നിഷണ്ണായ മമാദിസർഗേ ജ്ഞാനം വരം മന്മഹിമാവഭാസം യൽ സൂരയോ ഭാഗവതം വദന്തി ഇത്യാദൃതോക്ത പരമസ്യ പുംസ പ്രദക്ഷിണാനുഗ്രഹവാചനോഹം സ്നേഹോദ്ധരോ മോത്ഖലിതാക്ഷരസ്ത്വം കുഞ്ചൻശുജ പ്രാഞ്ജലിരാഭാഷേ കോന്വീഷതേ പാദസരോജബാജം സുദുർലഭോർത്തേഷു ചതുർഷ്വബീഹ തഥാവിനാഹം പ്രവൃണോമി ഭൂമൻ ഭവൽപദാ ഭോജനക്ഷേവണോത്സുകാം കർമാണ്യനീഹസ്യ ഭവോ ഭവസ്യതേ ദുർഗാശ്രയോധാരിഭയാൽപലായനം കാലാത്മനോയൽ പ്രമദായുധാശ്രയ സ്വാത്മന്റെ ഖിദ്യതി നിർമിതാമിഹാം മന്ത്രേഷു മാം വാം ഉപഹൂയയത്വം അകുണ്ഠിതാഹൻ സദാത്മബോധം പൃച്ഛേ പ്രഭോ മുഗ്ധമിവാ പ്രമത്തം സ്തന്നോമനോ മോഹയതീവ ദേവാം ജ്ഞാനംബരം സ്വാത്മനഃ പ്രകാശം പ്രവാചകസ്മൈ ഭഗവാൻ സമഗ്രം അഭിക്ഷമം നോ ഗ്രഹണായ ഭർത്തർ വദാഞ്ജസായൽ മൃജിനം കരേമാം ഇതിയാവേദിതഹാർദായ മഹ്യം സ ഭഗവാൻ വര ആയിരേശാ രവിന്ദാക്ഷ ആത്മന പരമാം സ്ഥിതി സ ഏവമാരാധിത പാദതീർത്ഥം അതീതതത്വാത്മവിബോധമാർഗ പ്രണമ്യവാദോ പരിവൃത്യ ദേവം ഇഹാഗതോഹം വിരഹാദുരാത്മാം സോഹം ദർശനാഹ്ലാദം യോഗാർത്ഥിയുത പ്രഭോ ഗമിഷ്യേ ദൈനം തസ്യ ദദര്യാശ്രമമണ്ഡലം യത്ര നാരായണോ ദേവോ നരശ്ച ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷി മൃദു തീവ്രം തവോ ദീർഘം തേവാദേ ലോകഭാവനോ ശ്രീശതുവാചാം ഇത്യുദ്ധവാദുപാകർണ്യ സുഹൃദാം ദുസ്സഹം വധം ജ്ഞാനീനാശമയലക്ഷത്ത ശതമുൽപതിതം ഭുരാ സദം മഹാഭാഗവതം പ്രചന്ദം കൗരവർഷവ വിശ്രംഭാദഭ്യദത്തേനം മുഖ്യം കൃഷ്ണപരിഗ്രഹേ വിദുരവാചാജ്ഞാനം വരം സ്വാത്മനഃ പ്രകാശം യഥാഹ യോഗേശ്വര ഈശ്വരസ്ഥേ വക്തം ഭവാൻ നോർഹരി അധ്യ വിഷ്ണു വൃത്യാസുബുദ്ധ്യാർത്ഥകൃതശ്ചരന്തീ ഉദ്ധവാച നനുവേ തത്വസംരാധ്യം ശ്രീ കൗശാരഗോന്ദിമേ സാക്ഷാൽ ഭഗവദാദിഷ്ടോ മർത്യലോകം ഇഹാസദാ ശ്രീശു ഉവാച ഇതി സഹ വിദുരേണ വിശ്വമൂർത്തേർ ഗുണകഥയാ സുധയാ പ്ലാവിതോ രുതാപ ക്ഷണമിവ പുളിനേയമസ്സു സുസ്ഥം സമുഷിത ഔപകവൈർനിശാം തദോഗാൽ രാജോവാച നിതരമുപകദേഷു വൃഷ്ണിഭോജൈ അധിരതയൂത യൂഥമേഷു മുഖ്യ സതു കഥം അവശിഷ്ടമുദ്ധവോയ ധരിരവിരത്യജമാകൃതിം ത്രധീശ ശ്രീശുഭവാച ബ്രഹ്മശാപാപദേശേനാകാലീനാമോഘവാഞ്ചിത സംഹൃത്യ സ്വകലം നൂനം ത്യക്ഷ്യന്ദേഹമചിന്തയൽ അസ്മാലോകാതുപരതേ മൈജ്ഞാനം വദാശയം അർഹത്യുദ്ധവമേവാധ സമ്പ്രത്യാത്മവതാം വരാം നോദ്ധവോന്നുവിമന്യുനോ യദ്ഗുണേർണാർദ്ദിത പ്രഭു അതോ മദ്വൈനം ലോകം ഗ്രാഹയൻ നിഹതിഷ്ഠതൂ ഏവം ത്രിലോകഗുരുണ സംവിഷ്ട ശബ്ദയോനിന ബദല്യാശ്രമമാസാദ്യം ഹരിമീജേ സമാധിന വിദുരോപ്യുദ്ധവാ ശ്രുത്വ കൃഷ്ണസ്യ പരമാത്മന ക്രീഡയോ വാത്തദേഹസ്യ കർമാണി ശ്ലാഘിതാനി ചാം ദേഹന്യാസം ജനസേവം ധീരാണാം ധൈര്യവർദ്ധനം അന്യേഷാം ദുഷ്കരതരം പശൂനാം വിക്ലവാത്മനാം ആത്മാനന്ദ ഗുരുശ്രേഷ്ഠ കൃഷ്ണേന മനസേക്ഷിതം ധ്യായം ഗതേ ഭാഗവതേ വിരോധ പ്രേമ വിഹ്വലാം കാളിന്യാ കതി വിസിദ്ധ അഹോബിർഭരദർഷവ പ്രാബദ്ധസ്വരിതം എത്ര മിത്രാസുതോ മുനീ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ തൃതീയ സ്കന്ധേ ചതുർത്ഥോധ്യായം. സോ ദാറ്റ്സ് the second, third and the fourth chapter of the third canto, and these are the same pastimes of the childhood of Krishna which comes later on in the 10th canto in detail, so when we will discuss that at that time. But there is one pastime which doesn't come in the 10th canto, but Vedavyasa Maharshi through Sri Shugan has mentioned it here in a very very nice way, and that is that Krishna has engaged his parents Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi to perform so many sacrifices, and particularly as a member of a Vaishya family, they had so much wealth and they were wealthy because of the cows. So there are so many sacrifices mentioned in relationship with persons who have got a lot of wealth in the form of cows. And there is one sacrifice mentioned there as Gosavam. Gosavam means it's for 1 year. Nanda Maharaj has to perform this sacrifice, 1 whole year. And during that period, Nanda Maharaj has to act like a cow. So it looks very... It's just a way that sacrifices that Nanda Maharaj acts as to like a cow with all the other cows. He has to live with them and he has to walk around with them like the cows. It's just to show that how much they love the cows and how much the cows were a wealth among the people. And Krishna, when he got an opportunity, he insisted that Nanda Maharaj should perform that sacrifice known as Gosavam.
Gosavam comes in the Rigveda, there is Taittiriya Brahmanam. In the Taittiriya Brahmanam, there is mentioned about this Gosavam sacrifice, how it has to be performed. And that particular sacrifice was performed by Nanda Maharaj because Krishna insisted that he should do that. In other words, at that time he has to act like a cow, which is pretty difficult, but Nanda Maharaj had to do that because Krishna has insisted that he should do it. So this one particular pastime, which is not mentioned in the 10th canto, but specifically pointed out here, out of Krishna's insistence, it was done. So, if there's any questions or anything.
The Yadavas, they don't have to understand Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, why Krishna appeared in the dynasty? Any other purposes there?
Yes, it's Yadavas were actually also had some of them had performed such austerities in their past life that they were given that opportunity to associate with Krishna. But at the same time, the important thing to understand from this is that we all say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to get that understanding in our own mind is so difficult that we still, 5,000 years ago, the Supreme Personality of Godhead came to this world and he spent and performed all these pastimes and he left. And today we are reading that, and sometimes what we ourselves wonder, is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because we have no idea. What do we know about Krishna? All we know is what we heard from Prabhupada, what we heard from other great souls like him. So we are reading these books and we are accepting that, understanding that, okay, Prabhupada said Krishna is the Supreme Lord, so Krishna must be the Supreme Lord. So that's how we are accepting that. So in the same way, what we have to understand is that even though Krishna was present in this world, still some people could not recognize Krishna was the Supreme Lord. To such an extent, Krishna's Maya was also there to keeping different people in the different consciousness. So that is why it's essential that we understand Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam. Because otherwise, it is all a matter of doubt and a matter of questions all the time coming. But through the good fortune or through the mercy of the great devotees of Krishna, they were able to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And plus the fact that through their service, devotional service, and through their Krishna consciousness, they were able to present such valuable literature to prove to the world that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not only that, all the, in the Vedic system, in the Vedic tradition, all the acharyas who come and who establish the authority and the supremacy of the Vedas over all the other literature in this world, they accepted Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No matter in from which school they come from, they have all accepted Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when it is in their strength that we are also saying that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they have established that fact. It is their authority that matters, not our words. Our words doesn't mean anything. But it is their authority that matters, that they have studied the Vedic literature. And Vedas do speak about the Supreme Personality of Godhead's position. And Krishna, while he was on this planet, he exhibited these pastimes to prove to the world Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Over and above all that, before leaving this planet, Krishna left the essence of all the Vedic literature in two discourses, through Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna and through Ekadasha Skandam to Uddhava. And this is Krishna's contribution to the spiritual life. If these two messages, Bhagavad Gita and the Ekadasha Skandam, if one can study that, there is no need to look into any other literature anywhere in this world to understand a devotee and the Supreme Lord's relationship. It is so crystal clearly mentioned. And as is said before, that what one understands through Bhagavad Gita as Krishna's position, Krishna has given the Ekadasha Skandam to Uddhava and told Uddhava that this is the process if you want to come back to the spiritual world. In other words, from beginning of spiritual life right to the end of spiritual life, all the knowledge what one requires to progress in spiritual life has been given by Krishna. And there is no... Therefore, Krishna is also referred to as the Supreme Spiritual Master. Krishnam Vande Jagal Gurum. He is the Jagal Guru. He is the original person from whom all the spiritual knowledge has come. Mugam karodi vajalam pangam langhayade girim yal krivatamaham vande paramananda madhavam. That Sridharacharya Swamiji, in his commentary, he says about Krishna, Mugam karodi vajalam, one who cannot speak, who is dumb, Krishna can make him speak, make him very eloquent in his speech. Pangam langhayade girim, one who cannot walk, Krishna will make him to cross over the mountain. That is Krishna. Yal krivatamaham vande, that for that mercy I pray to Krishna. Paramananda madhavam, that Krishna is so merciful, magnanimous, that those who have taken to Krishna's instruction, Krishna will make sure that they get back into the spiritual world. So that's the message.
The golden age of Kali. How is the golden age?
No, I was only saying in a sarcastic way, this golden age, Kali. I was not saying this really a golden age. It's not a golden age. It is the worst age you can think of. But we call it as a golden age because of its such disturbing qualities, what Kali has shown. So it's not an age even worthwhile mentioning, isn't it? Because that's what Kali Yuga has got to offer. Lord Chaitanya has come, yes. Lord Chaitanya has come knowing our pathetic condition. That's why Lord Chaitanya had to come. Actually, that knowing very well that the human society will virtually come into such a state of affairs, that Krishna himself took compassion on us and came down and gave us the holy name, that chant this at least and come back to the spiritual world. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. But it should not be viewed in a very light-hearted way. It has to be taken in a very serious way, because sometimes we also misunderstand things. When something is spoken, when he says that, oh, now I am chanting my 16 rounds, I am following the four regulative principles, I should be all right in my spiritual life, I am sure I will get back to spiritual world. This concept comes to us. Why did this concept come? Because when some philosophy like Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam is presented to this world, if in the very beginning itself, if you tell the person, look, this Bhagavatam, you know, it's very, very difficult to understand. And Bhagavad Gita also, it's no way I'm going to learn all these things in my lifetime. And unless you learn all these things, there is no chance of going back to the spiritual world. If you put it like that to the people, they will find it very, very hard to take to spiritual life. So, most of the acharyas, when they introduce Krishna consciousness to the people, they will make it as simple as possible for the person who wants to come to spiritual life. If you don't make it simple, it will become very, very difficult for a person to enter into spiritual life, first of all. So, out of mercy, out of compassion for the devotees, Prabhupada has made like this, that you chant 16 rounds and follow the principles, and in course of time, you will get some realization from that. And when that realization comes, you will automatically desire to go a little bit further from there. And this is how spiritual life grows in one's life. It's not that mechanically I have chanted 16 rounds for 60 years and I followed four regulative principles. I have now done my spiritual life. Where am I? I'm still here. I'm not getting there. So that situation shouldn't happen. Spiritual life is a constant growth for everybody. That it is identification with the soul and understanding that I am spirit soul and spiritually I have a life to live. And it is not like material body where I enter into it and it eventually get itself destroyed and then I don't know what's the next destination. No. Spiritual life begins with the identification with the spirit soul. And that life will go on forever. It is eternal life. That is what spiritual life is offering. And in that eternal relationship with Krishna, this is just the beginning of the process that Prabhupada has recommended, that you chant the holy name and take to the process. And as you take to the process and as you grow on the spiritual side of life, things will start opening up, unfolding. Then one will start realizing, yes, Krishna consciousness is a science. which in course of time makes a person like one who eats a food, he doesn't have to be told how you eat the food and how your hunger is gone. Automatically along with that the hunger goes away. Similarly, when Krishna consciousness comes in, automatically material understanding of life will also in course of time vanish. And that is why it is mentioned like that. So this is the way the spiritual principles work.
Practically the experience is, which I realized, the way of understanding a Bhagavad-gita, without chanting the 16th and following all principles, is not able to understand Bhagavad-gita and Bhagavad-gita without doing this thing.
Yes. Yes, because Srimad Bhagavatam has been presented to this world with this intention, that Bhagavad-gita and Bhagavatam, that one understands and absorbs that culture of Srimad Bhagavatam into one's own mind. And when one understands that, then automatically all the anarthas goes away from the heart, which is causing the problem. So that purification is Srimad Bhagavatam.
There is some somewhere I was told, Prabhupada has mentioned 10,000 years of golden age within Kali Yuga or something.
This is what Prabhupada mentioned. The way I understand it is that this process will always stay. This Krishna consciousness process will always be there. But for a very long time, that devotees will appear in this world and they will take to the process of chanting for a very long time in this world as the process of spiritual realization. That's what Prabhupada was pointing at, basically. It's not that all the 6 billion people in this world will come and chant Hare Krishna and join ISKCON and do everything as it said. It's not. That's not what it was expected. But what was Prabhupada was saying, that this process, process of Krishna consciousness or the process of Bhakti Yoga, will stay in this world for a long time. And with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, people will take to the chanting of the holy name as their shelter, and they will make spiritual progress from that. This is what he was trying to point at. So we'll just chant Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshashtakam, and then we will stop it. Chedo darpanam arjanam bhava maha.